The other voice you hear, it needs really, it's such a cliche, it needs no introduction, but right. he really
but
doesn't
need. But
you
have to do it because we're polite here.
Yeah, you know him probably as a four-time Pro Bowler Bengals quarterback and also a big boy radio show. I mean, we do a little radio show, but Boomer and Carton in New York, that's a big deal on the Fan Boomer. It's Dave, Katie, and Nate. Thanks.
Great to see you guys finally in person, and thanks for having me on. I mean, you know, the Super Bowl was great. You know, I'm actually getting ready to do my 18th Super Bowl analyst job for Westwood One. Uh-huh. And it's fun. You know, I mean, my career is so far in my past that it's like I'm living like two lives. And the life that I live now is I love the life. I love radio. I love being a part of Radio Row. Our show is here as well, just like you guys are. We just did 4 hours for New York in the morning.
Yeah.
And, I mean, radio is, to me, is the backbone of America, man. But you know why? Because people are going to work right now, and they're listening to you guys. And they want to hear what you guys have to say. And that thing is pretty cool.
And I think that's the best part about being a former athlete is when you're done, I mean, your pro career is such a small percentage of your adult life. And then when you're done, that's all you've ever done.
Yep.
It's like, to be able to stay in this world, it's kind of a blessing.
Well, let me tell you how old I am. I went to the University of Maryland, and I was doing an internship at WJZ-TV in Baltimore. And the local TV reporter that would go around and talk about, like, dog shows and things of that nature for WJZ Channel 13 in Baltimore, you know who it was?
Huh.
Oprah Winfrey.
No.
Wow.
So I worked with Oprah.
60 Minutes is Oprah Winfrey.
Yes,
wow.
Now she's at 60 Minutes. So, you know, my career span from when I was at the University of Maryland and was in radio, television, and film back in the day, that's what it was called, now has come full circle. And for me, it's been a great run. It really has. And TV and radio, awesome. And I say radio because in New York, we have a big audience because we're morning radio and we have drive time and everything else. And it's just fun talking about everyday things that go on in the world, mainly in sports, but we also do other things. But now the Super Bowl on radio, on Westwood One, on satellite radio, and everywhere else, you can hear the Super Bowl anywhere you want in the world right now.
Yep.
And that's a pretty powerful thing when you think about it.
Well, of course, they got you guys set up with, you know, you guys do the TV show.
That's why.
You got the whole thing. So, I mean,
believe me, if it was WFAN sending us, we would have the same setup that you guys have. I guarantee you. As a matter of fact, they didn't want to send us. Why did they not send the lead analyst for Westwood One, you idiots? And then, thank God, CBS Sports Network said, okay, we'll pay for it. You guys can go. Yes, exactly. It's always nice to have TV on your side.
But do you have this at your table?
Yes,
you have a nice
bunch
spreader.
Of goodies.
Snacks.
Hey, whatever. Yes, we try to bribe. We're in Sacramento. We got to bribe a little bit.
I got, how's DeMarcus Cousins doing, all right?
You know, he's doing good.
Can you guys trade him for Carmelo Anthony?
No.
Please. You guys need a star.
I feel like everybody, like, they've been trying to get rid of Melo for a while now, and that trade clause, he's finally like, okay, just get me out of here.
You don't want to know what that no trade clause shows you? It shows you how clueless Phil Jackson is as an executive. Great coach. He was a great player for my New York Knicks back when I was a kid, and they won two championships. He was there with Walt Frazier and Willis Reed and all the great teams in the early 70s and the late 60s. But as an executive, he has been nothing but an unmitigated $60 million freaking disaster. And he and Carmelo now are going at it, and we in New York and the media love it because we now get in between all of it.
Yeah, well, it's not easy going from either being a player or a coach to just going into the front office. So I'm curious your thoughts on John Lynch now being in the front office for the 49ers.
Yeah, it's another thing. I mean, out of the blue, right?
Yeah.
Of all the leaks that have come out of that franchise the last couple of years.
He was surprised by it sounded like.
He was. You know, and the interesting thing is that Jed York has given them six-year deals.
Yeah.
Both John and Kyle Shanahan will get six-year deals. And listen, Kyle Shanahan's running the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Kyle said to Jed, this is who I want as my GM. He's going to go and put all these other people together to help him grow into that position. And I think what that tells you, it tells you how far they think the 49ers are away from really competing. That they wanted a six-year deal, so they knew the first 2 years were going to be really some hard bloodletting and getting rid of players and trying to rebuild this franchise, kind of like what the Falcons have done around Matt Ryan.
Boomer Esiason joining us on KHDK Radio Row, Houston, Texas. One thing I've often wondered about you, and I'm always fascinated by this stuff, Boomer, is
it's just
let's talk about work ethic. Because you played the game. You had a great career. I don't know your financials, but I'm guessing you're not hurting. But yet,
he would like you to release your tax.
I would say the most. I'm still waiting for our president to do that. But the most I ever made as an NFL player was essentially $3 million a year, and I did it for 6 years, so
sure.
$18 million over 6 years.
Yeah.
That's what the quarterbacks are getting paid for a year now.
Exactly. Yes,
and, the and bad I don't begrudge those guys at all, but I probably made about $24 to $25 million in my career.
So you had enough to pay off the house and then some, maybe send a kid to college.
Yes, yes.
But morning radio, and no one's bitching here, morning radio is a dream. It's
job. But I get paid way more than that.
It's a lot of work, and you've got so many other additional jobs. What are you doing it for?
I do it because I love it. I really do love it. And I love, like I said, none of this radio stuff would have happened for me, morning radio and WFAN, had not Don Imus referred to the Rutgers women's basketball team by using the term nappy-headed host.
Right, right.
And I'll never forget that day because I was a part of the Imus show as a contributor during the football season.
Yeah.
Would call in, talk about Monday Night Football, things of that nature. And I called in to make a donation to his Imus Ranch for Sick Kids. And it was a legitimate thing. Mm-hmm. And I called in and they told me that he had just been fired from CBS. And I said, well, I guess I can't give my donation. I'll go back to playing golf in Arizona.
Right.
My agent, for some reason, happened to be in the studio that day because he was a part of the whole radiothon. And he called me and said, literally 2 minutes later, are you interested in morning radio? And I said, well, how much do they pay? And I said, if they're paying me what they're going to pay I'm or what they're paying Imus, I said, I would be interested. And quite frankly, the rest is history. And 10 years later, I'm doing that. I'm doing NFL Today. And I do Inside the NFL on Showtime. So three really great jobs in our industry that I'm very fortunate to be able to have.
We know you got to go, but before you do, I made a promise to someone at home. Our sponsor out here is Jiffy Lube, who sends us
out. No Jiffy Lube, yes. They raise money for our fight against cystic fibrosis.
Where I'm going. So Matt Graham is our guy there. He's the guy that puts all this together with Jiffy Lube. And he texted me last night when I told him you were coming on. His son has cystic fibrosis,
oh,
Ryan.
Really?
And he said, please make it a point of personally thanking Boomer. With everything he's done with his foundation, he is our largest voice, and he has done beyond tremendous work. And he's spoken many times about you and your foundation before. He's a buddy, and he you do some great, great things with
him. Well, thank you. And, you know, my son is 25 now. He's an amazing kid. He's become our foundation's biggest advocate. I didn't necessarily think that was going to be his life's path
sure.
or want something that he'd want to do to share his disease with the other people out there that do have the same disease. But he's been amazing. He's been an amazing inspiration for me. And when he was diagnosed at the age of 2, when I was a New York Jet quarterback, I never really thought that we would ever get to where we are today. But he's 25. He went to Boston College. He graduated. Man. He's coaching ice hockey at his local high school.
Nice.
He's the head coach. He's an advocate for CF. He goes down to Washington, D.C., fighting for CF patients' rights. Mm-hmm. He does a blog. He does a podcast. And he's putting himself out there, and I couldn't be any prouder. So thanks
awesome.
To Matt, and let him know that we're all in this together. Yep. We're all teammates. I just like to use the microphone that I have to hopefully get our point across because we are not a very big population. So
yeah. You've done good, Boomer.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Wonderful,
nice
Boomer.
To see
Thank
you, guys.
You so much.
Good
on.
To see you guys
Great.
In person finally.
Oh, dang. Oh, no.
We're going to nervous. And by the way, there is a thing called the Super Bowl coming on Sunday.
Yeah.
I like the Patriots, 38-34.
Oh, okay.
Get into football.
Got his football.
And I'm trying to get I'm going to really try to get the Marcus Cousins to the Knicks.
Yeah, you need to relax on that, but we love you anyways. Boomer, Esiason, everybody.